The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 5th, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Protected by nature. He is full by the ear. Come here. Yes, sir. Come there. Yes, sir. And he is hindered, not possible. As soon as he eats little more than his equator, he must start 3 days. And he is not perfect. You see? How much foolishness. And they are getting Nobel Prize. Andhajatan virupaniyama. Savidvaraha ustakkharai samstuta purusha pasu.
Yes, no one has ever gotten the Nobel Prize for saying, yes, we are all controlled.
Huh?
No one has ever gotten Nobel Prize for saying that we are all controlled.
Because the man who is awarding him Nobel Prize, he is also rascal. And he is also rascal. The society of rascal. And Guru Maharaj used to say that this is a society of cheaters and cheaters. Somebody cheated and somebody cheated. And they have made a civilization of cheaters and cheaters. They have got good sense now. Just try to utilize. Just like the last night, that gentleman, in my opinion, he never thinks that what he is, what is the value of his opinion. But he thinks, in my opinion, and what is the nonsense? What is your opinion? That he agrees, I have no opinion. That is progress, that he admitted his fault. What is the value of your opinion? I said, we have no opinion. We take the opinion of Krishna, that's all. We have no opinion.
You caught him in the end, though, when you said, if Krishna is man, then this is no value. And then he said, well, how do you know Krishna really spoke this? How do you know this is really Krishna? So actually, he just did not accept Krishna from the beginning.
No, he thinks Krishna is a bigger philosopher. And I am also a philosopher. So he has got his opinion, I have got mine. The thing that is this guy. Abhijanantim Anmura. This rascal thinks me. There was one of them. One like him. Mura. Abhijanantim Anmura. Therefore, Dr. Radha Krishna and other rascals like him, they think, why Krishna shall say surrender unto me? This is sophistry. What is the meaning of sophistry?
Half wise and half foolish.
Huh?
Sophist is half wise and half foolish.
Yeah. He thinks that I am as good philosopher as Krishna. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? I have got my own opinion. And he thinks like that. And that rascal is writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And it is selling on. Therefore we present a Bhagavad Gita as it is, not a rascal ism.
People buy his book because he is the former president of India. They think he's authority.
That's all. He does not know that he's a fool number one. Fully under the Karnahit. He's in prison, I swear.
Paralyzed.
In matter,
huh? Paralyzed.
Whatever it may be, he cannot recognize. Yes. And he gives his opinion. You see. Nobody thinks that If I am not control, I do not wish to die. Why there is death? I do not wish to become old. Why there is old age? A common sense. I do not wish to be diseased. Why there is disease? And still I am thinking that I am not control. That means no brain, even common sense. Pishachipayile jana matichanna, ghostly haunted. Madman. He stands on this, I am the king. He stands on the street. It is that. He does not know, at any moment I will be knocked by any car and he shall die. But he thinks, I am the king. Madman. They are all madmen.
I remember when I was living downtown East Side, New York, there was one drunkard who was standing on the street directing traffic.
Mm. Yeah.
Trying to stop the cars.
Yeah. They do that way. He thinks I'm in control.
Everyone who has read your Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, after having read so many Bhagavad Gitas, every one of them has said that at last Bhagavad Gita is very clear and simple to me. I have not understood before.
Yes. Because all these so-called Bhagavad Gitas commentaries written by rascals, they are all rascals. They cannot understand what is Bhagavad Gita. The Macmillan Conference says Banerjee has admitted that while others, Bhagavad Gita is selling less, this is increased.
I prepared one argument this morning.
How is that?
There's a theory of the psychologists that in some ways is similar to our idea, that people are conditioned, that according to their environment, according to their upbringing, according to their parentage and so on, they have a kind of way of acting and thinking. So their argument is that Krishna consciousness is just another kind of conditioning. That you leave one kind of conditioning, a material conditioning, but then you also enter into another kind of conditioning when you live in the temple.
Yes. That is conditioning, certainly. Yeah. The position is that you must be under certain condition. That is your position. So if you become conditioned by God, that is your purpose. And if you become conditioned by Maya, that is your trouble. You must be conditioned, that is your position. You cannot be independent. And therefore, if you become naturally conditioned, then that is your happy life, that is child. You must be conditioned. But when he is conditioned by his parent, that is his protection. Your position is that you must be conditioned. Why you are thinking to be independent? That is your aspect. You should always know that I must be conditioned. That is my life. Mahatmanastubhav prartha jaimi prakriti maastrita. Condition. Still condition. But jaimi prakriti maastrita under the spiritual nature. That is Mahatma. Mahatma is not independent. He is also conditioned. So, first of all, we must understand that our natural position is to be conditioned. Now, why, where I shall be conditioned? There Krishna says, Sarudharman Paita Mameda. You condition, yes. You become conditioned by me, then you'll be happy. Those who are thinking that we shall not be conditioned, they are still in Maya. We cannot be without condition. Nitya nityanam chetanam chetananam eko jo bahunam vidhidhati kamas. So, that the one God is supplying the necessities of life. That is his condition. Suppose you are giving me all necessities of life, then it is, the best part of my valor is to live under your control. You cannot be independent. Shall not come. That is the wrong philosophy. That these rascals are thinking of complete independence. That means they are becoming more and more conditioned by this material external energy.
Their program is that if a child's problems comes from the wrong kind of conditioning, then he should be given the opportunity in childhood, a good family, good education, and so on. And that way there won't be bad reaction later on in life.
Yeah, that means he should be given chance for better conditioning. Conditioning must be gone. It cannot be said that let the child be given freedom. No.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say it's freedom when there's a lack of bad conditioning.
And that is a bad condition in good condition. So where is freedom? From bad conditioning, you're suggesting good conditioning. That is not freedom. Just like you are in the prison house, you are badly conditioned. But the so-called freedom, you are still conditioned under the laws of the state. You are not free, but from bad conditioning to good conditioning. And if you obey the state laws, then you are a good citizen. But you are conditioned. How you think of freedom? That is your foolishness. Just like a servant, he is in some mercantile firm, he is trying to seek out some government service. But he cannot be free.
So in other words, they would say your idea is to give them a better conditioning, give them a better situation.
No, not better condition. You must know what is the best condition. And take that condition. The best condition is to be under the control of Krishna, and that is the first aspect.
You said that in the Bhagavad Gita, when it speaks of being desireless, it means that actually one is desiring for Krishna.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that nadhanangana janangana sundarin kavitangva jagadishakangana. I don't want. Don't want, does not mean he becomes negative. I want Krishna. So many things don't want, but actually I want Krishna. That is my life. Not that don't want, then become zero. Not that.
No, they also say we know what we want. We want
he does not know. Therefore he is changing from this place to that. He does not know.
Well,
if I am wrong, then you would have surrendered immediately to Krishna. That is the defect he does not know.
Yeah, but their idea is we can accomplish the same good results even without Krishna.
But he does not know. He is a fool. He does not know what is a good result. He will change again. He is a rascal. He is putting himself in this condition. Again he will desire another condition.
Well, for example...
That is the change of body. That is one thing. Sometimes he's taking the body of a dog, sometimes he is taking the body of a demigod. Brahmatam uparajadha. Down, just like, what is that? Merry-go-round.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Ferris wheel goes up and down.
Sometimes I am so up, and again, come down. This is going on. Therefore, in this way, going round, one is very, very fortunate. Hey, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. He comes to this devotional life by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nishtha. They are under the meat, under the spell of Maya.
Well, they say, you are distributing food, and we are also distributing food. You are opening schools, and we are also opening schools.
Yes.
You're,
But we are opening school for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the rascals, they cannot understand what is bhakti and what is karma. Bhakti looks like karma, but it's not karma. It is bhakti. That is, they cannot understand what is bhakti. Bhakti means the same karma, but for Krishna's sake. That is bhakti. Yesterday, the same fight, battlefield. But because it was done for Krishna, Arjuna is accepted. Bhaktosi, Priyosi, you are my devotee, you are my very dear. But what did he do? His business was to fight, he fought, that's all. But fought for Krishna. And that is the secret. He did not change his fighting capacity as a warrior, but he changed his mentality. His mentality was that, why shall I kill my kinsman? But Krishna wanted, that's all. So therefore service is for Krishna, that's all. Not for his sense gratification. For me means sense gratification, and bhakta means Krishna's sense gratification. That is the difference. Sense gratification is there. When you do it for your personal sense gratification, karma. And you do it for Krishna's sense gratification, so therefore they look similar. But the quality is different. Hare Premana. The gopis, they acted like prostitutes. But the center was Krishna. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramya Kachid Upasana, Vrijavadhu Varga Vija Kalita, all is no more, better mode of worship than it was conceived by the gopis. What is their conception? Prostitution, that's all. Simple prostitute. Krishna is a beautiful boy and they are attracted by the beauty of Krishna. They wanted him as their husband, lover, dance with them. That is good. And these rascals are taking this is very good. Krishna also did like this. So let us do. Gather some girls and dance and we become Krishna. This is my. Therefore, Vasudev has devoted 9 cantos just to understand Krishna. Then try to understand what is the gopi's behavior. But these rascals jump over this. Sahaja. Jump over Krishna dealing with the gopis. And that is Bhagavad. because Laskans, and they shall remain Laskans.
If the Mayavadi accepts the principle that bhakti is good, but at the end he throws it away, will he have a change of heart?
That is Mayavadi. That is Maya. They have no conception for the eternity of bhakti. That is Maya.
Will a change in heart come about with such persons because they're somehow associated with Krishna?
Just like Akansha associated with Krishna. All right. Their position is like that. That is not bhakti. Bhakti is anukulena Krishna answer. Favor. Not to reject Krishna, but kill Krishna. You think of Krishna, have to kill him, have to kill him, have to kill him. There is also Krishna consciousness, but that is not favor. That really is not bhakti. But they get the salvation. Because they have somehow or other thought of Krishna. Impersonal salvation. They are not allowed to enter into this. That's science of Krishna.
Concentration is on the service more than on Krishna, the person.
Yes.
But then gradually as we serve and serve and concentrate on service, then there's realization.
Yes, realization comes.
Who we're serving?
Serving?
Of who we're serving?
The disciples serve Krishna under the direction of spiritual master. Vidhi marga. Regulative principle. Vidhimarga, Raghavarga.
Here it's getting more and more moist. Dew.
But what is my business? My business is to serve the senses. Kamadina, kam krodh. Lo moha masajya, madha, the six kinds of sense gratification, I am doing. This is actual. Just like this man, he's thinking he's a very big man, but he's servant of his dog. Is it not? But he's thinking that he's a very big man. He does not think, oh, what is my big man's business to serve this dog in the morning. There is no sense. Because he has no prescribed duty to serve Krishna, he must serve dog.